With footy now over, we now turn our attentions to the MotoGP down at Phillip Island, one of my favourite events on the sporting calendar, the Michelin Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix in 2017. Friday, October 20 is when it starts down at Phillip Island. As I mentioned, tickets are on sale now, and the man at the centre of it, the CEO of Australia's Grand Prix Corporation, Andrew Westacott, joins us. Morning, Westy.
Morning, Sam. How are you going?
I'm very well. Now, the big question that everyone wants to know here in Australia is Jack Miller going to be okay? He broke his leg in that nasty training incident. I think he's had surgery in Barcelona. Is he going to be fit?
Well, I reckon if Valentino Rossi can come back after 22 days and Jack Miller's mother is saying to us that he'll be at right for the island, I think two things are indicating Jack's going to be down there racing the MotoGP category on the 22nd of this month.
He's obviously one tough boy.
He sure is. You know, they don't sit by a swimming pool or read books on their time off. They get on dirt bikes just to keep the keep in the zone and just keep pushing on the limit. And he had a very innocuous accident and broke a bone up near his right knee, but he reckons he'll be all right.
Yeah, he's had a plate and eight screws inserted in Barcelona. It's obviously a nasty incident. Hey, Westy, what are you most looking forward to about this year's event?
Well, we're round 16 of an 18-round championship, and it's this time last year, the championship was secured by Marc Marquez winning his third title in Japan, but that's not going to happen this year. It's going to be live. It's going to come down to the wire between an Italian on a Ducati and a Spaniard on a Honda and Marc Marquez, and that's Dovizioso and Marquez, and it's going to be red-hot racing.
Marc Marquez's record in this sport is unbelievable, but as you just mentioned there, it's good now that he's got some competition.
Oh, sure has. You know, at the leaderboard, we've got only 16 points difference. Marquez is leading on 224 points with Dovizioso 208, and they've had five wins and four wins respectively, and another guy, get a load of this name, Maverick Vinales, he's got three wins, and throw in Valentino Rossi, Danny Pedrosa, and last year's winner, a guy called Cal Crutchlow and Jack Miller, and it's exciting racing. It really is something to see.
A man who sits in third place, the Spaniard with a name of Maverick and driving a motorcycle, it's sort of fitting, isn't it?
It sure is. He's had three wins. They were earlier on in the season. His Valentino Rossi's racing partner, a young gun, and all of them on their day, when they get tyre set up right and everything's going for them, anyone can win out of probably about five or six riders. If there's a bit of moisture, I'm told it's going to be dry this year down at Phillip Island, but if there's a bit of moisture on the track, Jack Miller's one to watch as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed for the local hope. Hey, Andrew, it's not just about the racing, though. We know the standard of that's going to be very, very high, but there's so much to do down at Phillip Island, isn't there?
There sure is, and this year we're supporting, from a charity point of view, the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, and given that nine Australian males die every day, it's something that the generous Motorcycle Grand Prix fans dig deep for, but there's a big range of off-track activities. We have a MotoGP Expo. Wayne Gardner, if you can believe it, 30 years since he won down at the Islands, and Wayne's going to be down there playing a role in the proceedings on the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be an unbelievable weekend, and the tickets are always so affordable. $42.50 for adults and $25.50 for concession. You can get your tickets online, www.motogp.com.au, and kids 14 and under actually get in free. Andrew, let's hope that Jack Miller gets up. Let's hope that he has a good race. Let's hope that it's tight at the top of the leaderboard. It's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, world championship races always are, and thanks for the support.